I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a sampling of essays about democracy and politics from our listeners. It's a special edition of This, I Believe, with a conversation with curator Jay Allison. But first, maybe you're just back from voting. Maybe you're tired from standing in line. Maybe you're not quite ready to let go of all the election excitement, or reality is just too much to take. Why not pop in a DVD and watch a political movie? Some are satirical, some are deadly serious, but they all offer some window into the political process. Here to talk about his all-time favorites is Fox Television film critic Sean Edwards. Sean is also the co-founder of the African American Film Critics Society. Welcome back, Sean. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's always a pleasure.
Now, you gave us a list of your top choices. I'm going to build up anticipation and start in reverse order. What is number 4 on your list?
Well, one of my all-time favorite political movies is a movie that was released in 1998 called Bullworth. I thought it was very relevant because the main character is a guy who's actually running for the president of the United States. And I think he does the one thing that every citizen wishes that every politician would do.
Which is?
Straight up tell the truth.
Now, of course, he's having a nervous breakdown in this movie. I should mention it stars Warren Beatty and the then relatively unknown Halle Berry. I'm going to play a short clip. Now, those who saw the film, I think this is one of those scenes that you will remember. Here it is.
The Democratic Party don't care about the African-American community.
Isn't that obvious?
Hey, you got half of your kids out of work and the other half are in jail. Do you see any Democrat doing anything about it?
So what are you going to do, vote Republican?
I mean, come on, you can have a billion-man march. If you don't put down that malt liquor and chicken wings and get behind somebody other than a running back who stabs his wife, you're never going to get rid of somebody like me.
Ouch.
Yes. Yes.
Why did you pick this one?
I like it because it's sort of a contemporary film. It was released in 1998, which is pre-9/11. So the landscape is sort of before the things that happened on, you know, okay. September 11, 2001, which totally changed, you know, the tone of political movies being released by Hollywood.
Okay. Let's go to number 3.
The classic Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, which was released in 1939. And I think a lot of people consider this movie great. And I do as well, because Mr. Smith is this everyday guy who goes to Washington with the hopes that he can change a corrupt governmental system. And I think a lot of the reason why the film is so endearing is because of, you know, Jimmy Stewart's great performance. I mean, let's not forget about that. I mean, I think a lot of people could see themselves as Jimmy Stewart because that performance was just so overwhelmingly fantastic. But I think people, even though they may be a little more cynical today, I think in the back of their minds, they still think that as an American, as a participant in our political system, that we still have the power, if we want, to go in and make a change, whether we're running for, you know, student council president, for the city council, for the Senate, or for the presidency. I think we all have the hopes that people will listen to us and we have the power to create change.
Now, the next film is on your list is one that I'm just not that familiar with. It's called V for Vendetta. Tell me about it.
Number one, I like it just because, I mean, I think it's one of the best movies made in the past 10 years. It's based off of a graphic novel, and it deals with the issue that a lot of people have been struggling with recently, and that's the issue of terrorism. In fact, Hollywood's released several movies that have been, you know, based on terrorism. This is one of the few movies based on terrorism that was actually pretty successful, and it deals with the whole idea of taking a symbol and crushing that symbol to create change.
As I understand it, the character V is played by Hugo Weaving. And then in this clip that we're going to play, he's talking to Natalie Portman, who plays a character called Evie. Let's listen.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
And you're going to make that happen by blowing up a building?
The building is a symbol, as is the act of destroying it. Symbols are given power by people. Alone, a symbol is meaningless. But with enough people, blowing up a building can change the world.
Now, you were saying that this is one of the few films post 9/11 that addressed some of the issues raised by 9/11 that was actually successful. Why do you think that is?
I think one of the reasons this movie was successful compared to some of the others, because I think the other movies Hollywood has released have been too realistic, too serious. This was also better than a lot of the movies that Hollywood has released about terrorism, was another reason I give it credit for being successful. It's a well-made movie that's sort of fictional that really doesn't directly deal with the themes of 9/11, but sort of addresses them symbolically. A lot of the other movies sort of like tackle 9/11 head on And I don't think the general public's ready to actually deal with those issues just yet.
And finally, your number one. What's your number one?
Number one by a wide margin, and it's All the President's Men, released in 1976, which stars Robert Redford, Dustin Hoffman, and Jason Robards, who actually won an Academy Award for his performance in this movie that deals with two reporters who work for the Washington Post, and they actually are working on a story that involves the Watergate incident that began in like the early 70s and actually ended up forcing President Richard Nixon to resign.
And for the little newbies among us, this is actually not fiction. I mean, for some people don't know this. I hate to say,
this is not totally fiction.
There may be some of the characters in the film or might be composite characters of people in real life, but the reality is Robert Redford plays Bob Woodward, Jason Robards plays Ben Bradley, and you know, there's a Carl Bernstein character. Let me play a short clip, and then you can tell us what it is that you liked about the film and why it's your top pick.
Did Deep Throat say that people's lives are in danger?
Yes.
What else did he say?
He said everyone is involved.
You know the results of the latest Gallup poll? Half the country never even heard of the word Watergate. Nobody gives a.
And of course, I think that this is on a lot of reporters' list of top picks of all time because it harkens back to a more innocent time when people actually liked reporters or thought they did a good job. But why is this your top pick?
It's my top pick because it took a complicated subject matter in dealing with the Watergate incident, and they very cleverly and very realistically were able to turn it into a 2-hour movie, which is very difficult to do. I have to be honest, I am a bit biased because I got my start working at a newspaper, so I used to be a journalist, a print journalist as well. So the realism of the newsroom, the realism of the editors and the reporters, and the process that it takes to uncover facts, to develop sources, to tap into a story and dig into all the information you need to turn this into a credible news story that changes the course of a country and totally redirects history, which is so fascinating in this movie. And most of all, the movie totally holds up over time. It's just a great work of film.
Now, I know that people are going to want to argue with you. No Manchurian Candidate, no Dave, no W.
The four films that we talked about represent different genres. So, you know, I wanted to get a satire. I wanted to get a movie that dealt with terrorism. I wanted to give an example of a movie pre-9/11, post-9/11. And then we had to talk about one of the older classics, which is represented by Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, because there are a lot of great political films. And, you know, don't let this list sway you. There are a lot of good movies. This is a starting point.
All right. Sean Edwards is a film critic for Fox Television in Kansas City, Missouri. He joined us from member station KCUR in Kansas City. What about you? Agree with Sean's top picks, or is he all wet? You can let us know. You can call our comment line at 202-842-3522, or you can contact us at the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out. Sean, thank you so much.
Thank you.